Hey, the sweet again, sweet productions. Hey, listen, hey, can't believe that podcast did kind of good for the first go round. Hey, I want to talk something real quick went on my mind. I want to know, and I'm gonna be getting away from sports too, but answer me a question. Why is it that high school or any coach, some of these coaches do not want to help guys get in school or girls? And I can't understand that one. And somebody said it was kind of racial, and I don't know. I don't see that, but I'm sure in some schools in some areas it is, meaning that these coaches are using the black guys to get the white guys offer scholarships. And I've heard some incidents. It's kind of unbelievable, but they'll tell one of the guys, don't hit so hard, let this guy make the tackle or kind of hold back, let your guy get some shine. You're being selfish or whatever the case may be. My problem with that is, why should this guy chill out because someone else didn't put in the work? I mean, these guys put in mad work to get to the level. This ain't easy. These guys ain't just blessed with talent. Like I said before, nobody's just born to run a 10-2. You know what I mean? A 4-3. I mean, you got to work at that. And so I think some coaches, just think like, hey, you're a talent, you're gifted, you know what I mean? Even in the slave days, they're like, they're more athletic, stronger, whatever. That's not fair. I hate to use the word fair because nothing in life is fair. Tony Soprano said, fair, talk to the Katrina victims about fair. You know what I mean? Nothing fair. So, but there is something of a fine line about, you're just doing the shit, doing the wrong thing. And so when I hear recruiters say, yeah, I talked to this coach, but he doesn't really like to talk, he doesn't do this, he'll talk about the bad things about him and what to look out for, but he's not going out his way to pump him up, to sell him. You know what I mean? And let's be frank, man. This football, this basketball, all these sports, man, in our eyes, you get one shot at it. It's a must. We have to have it. And so you do so much, and then to find out your huddle ain't the deal sealer. You know what I mean? It's got to be, who you know. I mean, who knows you and what kind of conversation you're having. And some coaches don't want you with a trainer or with another coach because they want to be responsible for saying, I coached him and I got him this, because and all in all, they got aspirations too. Now, some coaches I know, they don't help because, hey, I'm here to coach and win ball games. And like I said before, I know they got a wife, a daughter, a son, a dog, and all these other things they have to worry about. But man, nowadays, you have to build your staff. You got to get somebody that's helping handle recruiting. And I'm not just talking about the dude who's out of a job right now, and he can just kind of call people. No, you need somebody that knows somebody. I mean, you got to get somebody who can make some power moves. You always see some guys say, hey, man, all right, you go there. And he shouldn't be there. Coach selling them, coach pushing them, coach got that program. He's got it all worked out, mapped out, making sure his guys get looked and get offered and don't get screwed upon. But my question was, why wouldn't a coach want to do that anyway? Just as, I know it's not in your job description. It's not under that job title. Oh, I know in Florida, it is. Those guys, yep, you want to coach here, blah, blah, blah. It's not how many wins you got. Say, tell, how many guys have you gotten in school? That's what they want to know. And that impressed me. Because let's be frank, man. People playing football to go to college. Why else would you bust your head? And you love the game, but studies show, man, it ain't faring too well for us. Man, we're not just playing, being out in the 99-degree weather, sprinting 7-on-7, backpedaling 7-on-7, game time, meaning the season, 90-degree weather, then it drops to 20 below and you playing. For what? Because we want what football can offer us, or any sport for that matter. So don't be idiotic to the fact, coaches, that this kid don't want to go to school. Some coaches be like, oh, you want to go to college? That's crazy to me. You don't know what every kid, I trusted my kid to come play for you. It's a business now. It ain't just high school, it's a business. Don't play with me. My coach, my son's coach already know, yo, you slipping in something. What? Love it. Ain't no report card came out. No, he checking. He like Santa Claus. Got his list, checking it twice. Gotta appreciate and love that. Everybody needs to be doing that. These kids giving it all so you can still keep your stipend. You know what I mean? And I just thought, as a man, I want other men to be successful. I want to be a part of helping that man grow up. Certain schools I get that from. And it's wonderful. Some guys that made it to the league and then they come back, then that high school wants to hug them and hold their hand, but you didn't help them. So it's bittersweet. You know what I mean? It's not right. Why wouldn't you want to help the kids? The more kids you get offers to, the more your program will build. Unless I'm wrong. I take that school in Georgia, Grayson. I mean, everybody's going D1. Everybody goes there first. And you know what happens? The economy grows just in that particular area. What do you mean? People keep moving in that area because they went in and they putting the kids in school. They want to go to school. You putting kids in college, you think ain't nobody going to move in your area? You move in that area, then what you got? You got Zaxby's, you got Chick-fil-A. Now they making more money. Giving more money back to the school. What else happens? Kids need a place to live. So these people that's selling houses, oh, it blows up. People that building houses, it blows up. It's hot commodity. Not taking from the teachers, because the teachers good too. But if you getting football offer scholarships, man, even the mom that don't know nothing about football can understand that. Understand what? Oh, my son, he just got offered to Kennesaw State. He got offered to University of Pitt. Oh, they can understand that. How many touchdowns? Yet? I don't know what that means. But I know what that offer means. And we go up there and you meet and greet and you building your brand, your relationship with other people. And how can you not know? Do we not know the power of athletics? I always say it, but man, the power of a head coach. Do y'all know? I don't know that guy named at Rome, man, but man, I don't know all his business, but yo, he's that good and he gets it that good. And if you're that good, man, in your area and you winning, you going somewhere, you try to pay for it 9 times, oh, coach, put that away. How we looking this year? Your alumni strong. So either we don't want that or, I mean, what are we doing? Do we want more kids locked up? Stop going to school? Stop. Why y'all keep trying to go to college? We got these jail cells for you. Stop trying to, why you out here training, man? Get out in these streets. Make this money. What you keep getting? What are you doing? Nah, man, these kids want to play ball. And now they starting to increase the money. Now that's the biggest hustle. And that's why you see parents losing their composure trying to get their kids offers. Try to get that money. Try to get this. And smooth and easy like Bob Greasy. So you got to work that. You have to get you a team, a positive team for your son, daughter's brand. I always say, you go to coach, go to that coach that's going to love you. I'm talking about in middle school. You're going to treat yours like they treat theirs. They're not in the business of making them get in trouble. You know, I never understood. Some coaches go 0-10 and they say, yeah, but they're better men now. What do you mean? Well, I taught them how to be men. Some of these guys couldn't do. Couldn't do what? That's not your job. That's my job. Your job is to win and put my son in the best position to get a scholarship. Well, why should he get a scholarship, man? Because my daughter, man, if my son is winning and he goes to the school and they winning, that's more money for your daughter or your son to get money, more scholarships for chess. And that could be black or white. I'm trying to be fun. I'm just saying this all works hand in hand. Stop being selfish. That kid that ain't that good, yeah, he's only 5'9". I don't care. It's a school for him. It's money he can get. He playing. Stop being self. That's the easy route. Well, he's too little. Man, ain't nobody too little. Ain't nobody too big. That boy ain't killed somebody, raped somebody, or just, you know, ain't got it upstairs. And then we all got it upstairs. Just take different strategies. The mind, some people brains, the mind mature differently. Some of my guys might have to go to a JUCO. Send them to the JUCO. Preparatory school. It's options. Unless you're lazy. Now, if you're lazy, don't take the title of a head coach. If you don't like working with kids, go do construction. But this is a business. This is a business. You got an opportunity to make an impact on somebody's life. This is a priority for you to make sure you put a kid in position to be successful. And that's the real deal. You don't want to be, it's not your job. Man, you get these kids in school, man, you hot. Now you making more money. Unless you in with prior conversation that I had about the second leading hustle, which is, I think, which I think is public school system. Some schools better than others. Come on. Come on. Spread them out. Spread them teachers out. Nah, you ain't gonna do that. Some of you coaches, if I got a coach over there, Gwen, if I'm Georgia High School and you want to control everything, well, you know what? You make sure that one of the, that them couple of them coaches over there in Gwinnett got to come over here and build this program over here at Osborne. It's a must. Unless you just don't want to. How can we bring the, you going to continue to let these teams be garbage? Knowing all this money is out here? Let's get the South Cobb up here going to the playing in the dome. Let's get Campbell. Let's get Osborne. Come on. It ain't hard. If you don't know, I'll tell you how to do it. We're going to get rid of all these selfish dudes that want to say, I, me, I did this, I did not. Nah, we don't need them. I need them snipers that don't mind being under the covers. Them snipers. Them killers that change the whole program in some positive. Now you got kids coming over there. Help me how we can get South Cobb Osborne dominant. Unless you don't want it. You got that Marietta, look at them. They were struggling. They got them a staff. They got kids transferring over there. Why wouldn't I? National schedule. You trying to put them in, you putting them in school. That's all you could want. That brand at Marietta is something special. I need all them schools, I need all of them something special. All of them, even up where I was from in Pennsylvania, all of them. What we doing? Appreciate y'all this week, man. I get at you.